I recently just quit my job that I've had for a while.
Congratulations.
It's actually a happy note for me, not so much for my girlfriend, because we're going to be living off her check for until I find another one. But she wanted me to tell you that she pretty much loves you more than she loves me, so congratulations there.
Well, you know why, Wesley? I have a job.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're talking with Brendan Fraser. And how do you work with Pauly Shore and Helen Mirren in one career?
Get really lucky.
I love how you think that's lucky.
You know what? It's a lot of good fortune. At the end of the day, they're all actors, and you learn something from one another. I don't know if Pauly's an actor or not. He might be an anomaly.
Yeah, what did you learn from Pauly Shore?
Don't do that.
Hi.
Hi.
I am so excited to talk to you. I love your show.
Oh, Nate, that's really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, and if Sean Lee ever walks out the door, please call me. I just think you're just so awesome.
Can you give me your number? Because I think he's thinking about it.
He's got one foot out the door now.
I'll leave my number after, you know, we're off here.
And if you're willing to say that, clearly you don't listen to the show. Now, Jay, what about you? Does your mom love every girl you bring home?
No. It's the opposite of love. The hardcore opposite of love.
Now, why would that be?
I don't know.
Isn't your mom just happy that you're happy?
No. No, not at all.
Getting back to the comment about, you know, most women are bad drivers and...
Oh, I don't know. Anthony, what stupid thing did you say about women being bad drivers?
I didn't say most women are bad drivers. I said all women are bad drivers.
Wow.
There's a difference.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I have been in Georgia 12 years. I drive for a living. Okay, I've had two accidents in the 12 years, and neither one of them were mine.
Okay, so now, Iron Bard, you got to help me out here, because I'm getting it from all ends.
All right, she's going to give it to me, so just say seven and move on.
I'm going to do my best.
Go.
Anthony, have you ever gotten a ticket?
Yes, but I've always talked my way out of them.
Have you ever been in an accident?
Not that it was my fault.
Have you ever ridden in an ambulance?
No.
With the ticket and the accident, was there ever a female cop that was there?
No.
Have you ever seen a female cop?
Yes, and one was kind of hot. And she
would
had handcuffs.
Say that female police officers and female ambulance drivers cannot drive?
That's why we have to get out of their way. That's why they have that rule. When you see the lights, you got to pull over, so it gives them a big lane.
So it's not because there's an emergency and we should get out of their way so they can get to the victim faster. How do we hear each other? What's going on here with men and women? What does your significant other's voice sound like to you? How about you, James? What's the problem?
Nothing, actually. I think all these guys need more training, because I don't hear a thing if I don't want to.
ones who are hearing every other word, they're working too hard.
Yeah, it takes practice. You have to have this look of this earnest look, like I am listening to you.
Yep.
And be off in your own little world.
Yep.
And just agree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife could, if she thought about it, could get me to hear like four words at a time if she said sex and then spout out four words and then sex and then another four words.
Beer.
I'd listen to her then. But it's usually her with my wife. It's usually timing. I'll be sitting on the toilet and then the phone rings and I go, I know it. Mm. And then the answer machine picks up and goes, hi honey. And then I don't hear anything else after that. I'm just like, yeah, every time.
Hi honey, the house is on fire. Get out now.
Yeah, I'd burn down. The kids and I would probably burn to death because I.
The kids are listening. They would have left by then.
Oh yeah, I hope so.
The kids would be long gone.
Yeah,
you'd be toast.
I'd be toast.
Yeah, and you would deserve it, frankly.
Yeah, unless you
for not
sex,
listening to your wife.
Unless you said sex, the house is burning. I go, well, I got to get out of here.
Sex, the house is burning. Yeah. I think that's the key. If it's not physical violence we're threatening you with, we should threaten you with sex.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be threatening. You can just say the word, and they've got my attention. Wait, huh?
Boobs, take out the trash. Boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. The trash will be gone in the next 5 minutes.
And you'll enjoy it. Now, Eric, you have a theory about this.
Yes.
What's your theory?
Well, I like to call it the cassette tape theory.
Okay.
Think of it as, okay, we're on different frequencies. And with men, we're on the economy play.
Okay.
We're slow, and we can only handle a short amount of information in that space. Mm-hmm. Whereas women are on the super long play version of the tape. They try to cram as much information as they can into that same amount of space. So
stop applauding. What are you, Vanna White?
He's making a lot of sense.
So when that's why men say when they hear women speak, they only hear every third word because, you know, the women just go so much faster that we only catch every other third word. So what men need to do is learn to kind of speed up a little bit and get more information in, and women need to learn to slow down and try to be a little more precise.
Yeah, cut out the fat. Cut out the fat in the conversation and make it real condensed.
So if you say, well, I want vanilla, mm-hmm. he hears vanilla. But if you say, well, I want the vanilla, but I don't want the imitation. I want the real thing, and it's got to be out of the little container. We don't hear that. We just hear the one word, vanilla. That's it.
Yep.
But you realize when you show up with the wrong one, you're getting back in the car and going back to the store, right? I'm sorry. You realize that when you show up with the wrong one, we will send you back to the store.
He heard store. You said realize, and you didn't need to say realize, so we tuned you out. You put too many words in that sentence.
Right.
But I spoke slowly. I spoke at man speed.
No, watch. Eric and I can talk with just grunts. Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, we can have
two you two just called me fat. See, this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I think that's really rude, Eric. I wouldn't call you on your radio show and tell you you had a big butt. I wouldn't, even if it was true.
Thank you, Melissa. Welcome back to the Cooper Lawrence Show, News Radio 106.7. If you're just joining us, there's a woman in upstate New York, 35 years old. Her name is Vanessa Volino. I don't know why you need to know her name. I just figure if you can picture her better if you know her name. Maybe. You know, people
and
look
she's
like...
Italian.
Yeah, people
from
look
from New York.
People
got
look
long fingernails and a big hair.
Yeah, that's how I picture her.
How would she talk?
Hey, I'm Vanessa Volino. There's no way I'm taking my kid up there. There's no way.
No, you got to bring your kid up here to see... What's his name?
The husband, I don't know.
Okay, he's Italian too, I think, in my head.
Vinny.
You got to bring the kid up here to see me. Come on.
Hey, no way. I'm not taking my kid up. My kid's 5. I'm not taking him to a maximum security prison.
Forget about it.
No.
Bring him up here.
You'll forget about it. You're
That's
crazy.
How we think in our head it goes.
You're just crazy. So if you're just joining us, the story is that she has a 5-year-old kid. When she was pregnant, I think the baby was born. I think the baby was a couple of months old when the baby's biological father went to prison for 16 years for burglary. And here it is 5 years later, and the guy's all of a sudden like, oh, I want to meet my kid. So he got some sort of injunction, and he took her to court, and a judge ordered that she bring her 5-year-old up to prison, to the maximum security prison, to meet the father. But the problem is she married someone else when the baby was about 15 months old, and that man is raising this baby as his son. So the 5-year-old doesn't know he has a father in prison.
Bring the little bambino up to see me, capiche?
Hey,
come on.
You sit down, shut up, I'm not bringing my son over there. My son's,
hey,
no.
Bring some gabagool when you come up here, too.
I'll give you gabagool. All right, so how would you handle this if you were in this situation? 844-404-1067. Jennifer, what's a woman to do?
Protect her children at all costs. I had a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old when I left the state I was in, moved 3 states over, because he was a severe alcoholic and drug addict. Mm. Could not stay sober, could not stay out of trouble for 5 seconds, and was told off the record by my attorney that I could be sued for alienation of affection for keeping my children from him. And I left the state, and we never saw him again.
Did he ever try to come, at least to see his kids? Did he ever try to contact you?
I let my daughter contact him one time on his birthday. The next year she chose not to. And sorry to say, the next year he died in jail from cirrhosis of the liver.
I mean, I'm sorry for the kids. I'm sorry that happened, but I'm sure you weren't surprised.
Well, 37 years old, a little surprised, my children survived. I mean, my daughter has scars. She was older. Mm-hmm. My son being 3, I remarried when he was 5. Mm-hmm. And the only father he has any memory of, my son's now 20, is the one that's raised him.
See, and that's the exact same situation that this woman is in. The 5-year-old only knows this one guy, let's call him Robert, as the father.
My name is Frank. Forget about it.
Okay, fine. It's Frank. He knows Frank really well as his dad. So he doesn't know Vinny, who's up in prison.
Exactly. I feel my son was the fortunate one to not have the memories.
Right.
Because my daughter has scars to this day, mm-hmm. you know, just emotional trust issues and all that, because she was witness to his behavior. And had we stayed in that town, it was small enough and his reputation was bad enough that my kids would have been known as the kid of the town drunk.
Jennifer, I agree with you. So she's erring on the side of that the mom is doing the right thing, especially because the kid is so young. Now, John, you say that this guy is the father and he should have rights.
Yes, I personally believe he's the father of the child. Only people that have rights to children are the parents. I don't think that it matters that he's in prison. If he wants to see his child, he should be able to see his child. I think that once every other month is probably too often, but I still believe he has a right to see his child. You know, I personally have gone through custody battles, and I'm always skeptical when women say things like men are drunks or drug addicts and all, because I've been through custody battles for a year that cost me over $20,000 just to see my son, and I just feel like he has a right to see his child. So I mean, you say whatever you want. He's in jail. Whatever he did. He did it. It's a done deal. That's his child. The child is his. It's not.
Let's remember, it's burglary. He didn't murder anybody. He's not a serial killer. I mean, perhaps maybe seeing this child might, what you think, like turn him around. He might want to, when he gets out, lead a better life.
Yeah, more than likely. And it's, you know, and they make this big thing about, well, he's in a maximum security prison. It's a prison. The child isn't in any danger. It's a prison.
He's not going to harm the child, but isn't that a weird environment to take your kid to? I mean, the kid's a gymboree one day, and then he's in a maximum security prison the next day.
I feel that he still has the right to know who his father is. I think it's more damaging for children who don't know where their father is in the first place. And just like the lady that was on before, for her to take her children and move across the town and not allow her children to see the father at all, I don't think anybody has that kind of right with somebody else's children.
Well, she was protecting her children, and obviously she did the right thing.
I think if there was a problem with the father, she felt like he was a drunk or whatever the case might have been, if they went to a court and just said, okay, well, we're only going to have supervised visitation or whatever the case might be. I don't think people have the right to take someone else's child across town and hide them from them. It's wrong.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. We're going to have to agree to disagree, because if the child is in danger and if somebody's abusive, then I think that's probably a scenario that you can take, that you should take a child away to protect them. Someone's got to protect them. Thank God Jennifer was there. Mark, what's something that you simply can't do?
Cooper, I've been in the military for 7 years. I can make a bed like a hospital. I mean, I can make a bed that's so tight that it's hard to get your finger in there comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fold a fitted sheet. I can fold it. I can make like the most beautiful bed. You walk in the room and you're just like, oh, I can't wait to go to sleep in that. But when it comes to putting the sheets up after I've washed them, I just got to make a ball and like shove it in between the other sheets so that it looks cute, because otherwise my wife's going to want to choke me.
So you end up just like sort of putting it together and rolling it up?
Right. I don't even know. It doesn't have corners.
And, you know, there actually are how-tos on YouTube. Like, there are people on YouTube who just spend their time showing you how to fold a fitted sheet.
Oh, what's your name? Listen.
Hi, I'm Jill Cooper from LivingTheDime.com. One of the biggest challenges you're going to face in your life is how to fold a fitted sheet.
There you go.
So today I'm going to try to show you how to do that.
This lady should be a millionaire.
Let me show you. A lot of us are short on stuff.
I mean, this is, for me, this is up there in the, like, top 20 list of, like, the guy, there's going to be a guy who cures cancer. There's going to be a guy, you got Bill Gates, he made the computer, it's changed our entire world. You got Henry Ford,
You got somebody's grandma teaching a video of how to fold a fitted sheet.
I found a new video, how to fold a fitted sheet in 30 seconds.
Oh,
hi. Oh my gosh. Could you email it to me? My wife would probably come to the radio station and give you a kiss on the cheek.
On it.
That's great. Thank you, Mark. That's very funny. Thank you.
The reason your format fits so well with America, or with pretty much Atlanta, and I think with America, is because you guys don't sit there and get bogged down in the politics. You talk about stuff that affects everybody. And it's usually lighthearted, fun conversation. And when you get people that are surrounded by the political elite telling you that if you don't change everything, it's going to die, or if you don't accept this, or if you don't do that, you're going to end up sending this world on a tailspin.
You want to know my secret? Tattooed Bernie, you want to know my secret? I think you're the news. Let's say that you and Ricky have completely opposing views politically. Let's say
that's
in
awesome.
in another environment, you and Ricky would just be screaming at each other about something that really doesn't affect you if you think about it. But yet you have this thing in common that when I call out, okay, warn us, don't try what, and Ricky says, don't try to hate on My Little Pony, and you're like, yeah, don't do that.
It's a platform, and that's what you guys do. You're bridging a gap. And either if it's just lighthearted or it's completely serious, people are dying in the streets, you're still there to say, look, guys, can we just, like, chill?
We're trying to come up with ideas for promos that we can run.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of stumped.
Let's see if you like any of these.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Cooper Lauren Show.
This is stupid.
Tonight at 7. You like that?
Yeah, it does work, actually. It's accurate. Yeah.
All right. The Cooper Lauren Show.
Well, I don't like girls.
Weeknights at 7.
Also good. Also good. Right. Okay, that one works right, too. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Tonight at 7, Cooper Lawrence.
Go on, woman. Get me my dinner.
You like that?
That one's pretty good. Those all work and are accurate. Because we can't oversell this, because if people think that this is something smart, we're going to be in trouble.